This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Ben Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guest, Alma Zagia. The reason to chat to you is because you're performing as part of the Melbourne International Jazz Festival. How does that feel?
I'm really looking forward to it. This is, like, I love the Melbourne International Jazz Festival, and I worked through it last year at the Jazz Lab.
Yep.
And just seeing it was so amazing. And so being asked to do it this year was so cool. It was a real honor. So I'm so excited. I'm really nervous.
What are you doing? I've read the American Songbook, but I've read also that it's not necessarily the American Songbook that we immediately recognize.
Yeah, so there's a lot of obscure tunes that I do, sort of really early, like sort of 1920s and a few 1930s songs that, yeah, they're quite unknown, and a lot of them have got, you know, they're quite comical lyrics, some of them. They're pretty interesting songs. And I don't know, they're done by performers like Bessie Smith or Memphis Minnie, who, you know, aren't as famous as Billie Holiday or Ella Fitzgerald, but they're sort of, Billie and Ella, I think, were very heavily influenced by Memphis and, by Memphis Minnie. And so it's really interesting to sort of go back and delve into the history of that sort of music, as well as the American Songbook. So, yeah, it's a bit of everything, really.
What type of a band do you have complaining? That's not the right word. What type of band do you have playing with you is the word I should have been using.
So I've got a quintet. So I'm a part of the quintet. So yep. It's a two guitars,
yep,
and a bass and a trumpeter. So that'll be really good. I haven't actually played with all these people before, so it'll be really interesting to have.
It will.
To play all together, and we had a rehearsal the other day and it went really well.
So. Excellent. So it's a band without a keyboard player of any description.
Yeah, so it's two guitars instead, which is sort of Django Reinhardt style.
Yep.
So it's all sort of, it's all very mixed up, but it usually works really well. I've done two guitars before, and it always works really well.
Well, I think it sounds like it's going to be a fun show. Now, you're performing in the Melbourne Spiegel Tent. That's another interesting venue.
Yeah, I saw it the other day. It's such a beautiful venue. My parents actually got married, not in the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, but what's the other one called? The one that's in the CBD. They have the big one in the CBD.
Oh,
so
yes.
I've been to that one a lot of times, and that's where my parents got married. So
oh,
that one's
right.
Really special. Yeah. So, but then this one's sort of very similar to that one, but it's a bit smaller.
Yep.
And I went there the other day, and it's really cool, and it's got amazing sound, and
yes,
it's just
it
a beautiful venue. So I implore you to check it out, and check it out on the night I'm performing.
Of course. And how long have you been singing, Alma?
So I've been singing all my life, really, but professionally for about 2-3 years now, maybe
okay.
2 years. Yeah, my parents are musicians, and so I sort of have been brought up singing and with my two sisters, and yeah, it's been a really big part of my childhood, not just my life so far.
Almost and, no choice in the matter.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, we weren't forced to be doctors and lawyers. We were, you know, heavily encouraged to be
entertainers. Yeah. And is jazz your home style, or do you usually delve into other genres?
Jazz is definitely my, what I'm focusing, honing in on right now.
Fantastic.
I love that sort of pre-war vibe, and I just it makes me so happy, and you can hear so much joy and love in the music, and
yes you can.
Yeah, I love it so much. So yeah, for now that's what I'm sticking with, but I'm open to a lot of things. So
Alma, thank you very much for taking our call tonight and telling us about the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Alma.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye
bye. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
We'll be right back.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.